99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing so much Bud Light, your alias is literally Bud Light Mike, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, we want you to pay for it.
Probably Bud Light wants you to pay for it, too. To Florida we go, where Mike Filipowski, his most recent adventure has him swiping 24 cans of Bud Light, a little case of Bud Light from the supermarket, right?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, he was arrested after being found in possession of only 21 of those 24 cans. So, you know, down to three of them. Between
I had some.
I had me some of those.
I drank me some.
So when the police kind of dug into the old Bud Light Mike's record, they realized, oh, Mike's been in some trouble before. Let's run down his rap sheet here. Bud Light Mike in April stole a case of Bud Light from another convenience store in Florida. Has twice been convicted of carrying an open container of Bud Light. One at the beach, one at the bus stop.
Well, he's enjoying what he's stealing.
Yeah. Has been convicted of stealing two 18-packs of Bud Light.
Oh, wow.
In 2016, Bud Light Mike convicted after he could not pay for a Bud Light and a shot of Captain Morgan at a hotel bar.
Okay.
Bud Light Mike loves Bud Light, but does not love to pay for Bud Light.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he's going for, like, being the new spokesperson, I mean...
He's going about it the wrong way.
Beer companies sometimes do pick up on viral stories like this, but I feel like this may not be the result for Bud Light Mike because of the whole not paying for it thing.
Yeah, right.
He's gotten his past.
Yeah, so... No, Bud Light Mike is probably not the guy you want to invite to your party because he's just going to steal all your drinks.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dang it.
There you go. Again, small examples of what not to do. That is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.